In Atlanta today, negotiators are trying yet again to agree on that huge trade deal, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. The deal involves 12 countries, including the United States, and it would create a Pacific Rim trading zone. Getting it done is on President Obama's bucket list, but there's been opposition from his own party even before the U.S. hit some sticking points with other countries. Marilyn Geewax is senior business editor with NPR. She's been covering this trade deal, seems like forever at this point, Marilyn. But,
yes, it does.
Well, what are the sticking points now, and how are the negotiations going this week?
Well, I may be running out of patience, but the trade ministers realize they're running out of time, really. These initial talks, they began back in 2008 under President Bush, and everybody thought it'd wrap up by 2011, 2012. But now here we are. It's to the end almost of 2015, and there's still not a deal. And we're really entering that final year of the Obama presidency, so nobody here wants to start over with yet another president. It's time to shake hands, get the deal done if you're going to do it, and then move on to getting your legislative bodies to approve it in 2016 when Obama could still sign it. I've talked to people close to the negotiation, and they say there are still all these sticking points, mostly around autos and dairy products. But, you know, the problem is always the same with these things. People want to open markets, but they want to protect their own. Right now, people I've talked to are still saying it's 50-50.
But I see that some of the people who have gone to Atlanta for this meeting are saying publicly, you know, we wouldn't go here if we didn't really want to make this happen. So they are really trying to get something done. Whether it gets done this week or later remains to be seen. And we should remind people that this deal, while it includes a lot of countries around the Pacific, Japan, Australia, it does not involve China, this deal.
That's actually a key point because it doesn't involve China. And that's one of the arguments that the Obama administration uses, that it provides, in a sense, a way for us to grow and become a bigger economic counterweight to China. So think about it. If you're a businessman in Vietnam and you want to do business with somebody, China's right next door. You could go with them, but then you're following their business rules. If you're tied to the United States and Japan, you follow our rules. So the Obama administration says that's the idea. We've got higher standards for workers, for safety, for the environment. Go with us. Let's bulk up and join together with these other countries.
Now, Marilyn, if these leaders who are meeting in Atlanta agree to something, what happens next in Congress? Is that a done deal at that point?
Well, there are certainly a lot of steps to go yet. If they do agree, all the leaders still have to sign it, the nation leaders. But then they have to take it to their legislatures. And there are lots of objections in our Congress. There are certainly on the Democratic side. Union leaders are very distraught about this. They see this as a way that you might drive down wages, send jobs overseas. Dairy farmers are still worried that they're not going to get enough access to other markets. There's concerns about pharmaceuticals, about pollution, all sorts of things. So there are still many objections on the Democratic side, and there are a lot of problems on the Republican side. Remember, they've got this change in leadership. So when we get into 2016, and what is 2016? That's right, it's a presidential election year. So there's a lot of politics around this as well. So the Obama administration would like to get this done early in the year, but gosh, it's a really complex problem with a lot of conflicting points of view. Yeah. So it's not clear how it'll turn out.
We'll keep watching, Marilyn, and we'll go back to you if anything happens. Marilyn Geewax, NPR senior business editor, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.